Highlights from the 3D Experience World Show Floor. Companies that hope to benefit from and benefit SOLIDWORKS users, including SOLIDWORKS third-party application suppliers, gold partners, and the big three workstation vendors, all crowded the 3D Experience World Show Floor, what Dassault Systèmes calls the playground. WoodExpert makes its first appearance at 3D Experience World. What hope does a Polish design software company specific to furniture have of upsetting the market leader in furniture design? Plenty I hear from Patrick Brzezowski, CAD/CAM specialist, part of the WoodExpert team at 3D Experience World 2024. Perhaps there's room for a Polish solution for the U.S. furniture industry. Furniture makers typically rely on 2D design tools and general-purpose CAM tools for their work. WoodExpert hopes to entice more cabinet makers and furniture makers to use its purpose-built CAM software. Using SOLIDWORKS with the WoodExpert add-on can significantly reduce reliance on drawings and G-code to drive CNC machines. Workstations from Lenovo on display. Just when one might assume workstations are all created equal, a commodity that can be judged on price alone, Lenovo workstations come along. Lenovo works to distinguish its designs with design and appearance. Their striking black and red exteriors with handles and over-the-top grills were designed by Aston Martin. It's a computer worth showing off, instead of hiding under a desk. Lenovo cares as much if not more about what happens inside the box. The company's internal air baffles are legendary, known for whisking away the heat from CPUs. Airflow is dragged along channels between intake in the front, behind the Aston Martin grille, straight across the chassis, and then out by almost silent fans. Lenovo chooses NVIDIA graphic hardware for some workstations and AMD for others. Lenovo is even employing AI. Mike Leach was on hand to show attendees Lenovo avatars that assist design engineers in buying the workstation that's just right for them. The avatars guide users through what can be a complex workstation configuration process. A human-like sales interface will make all the difference, Lenovo figures. Where have we seen this? Oh yeah. Minority Report. Set in the not-so-distant future is Tom Cruise's character trying to sneak through a shopping mall only to be seen by a Gap-like store display that offers him clothing in just the right size. Workstations from Dell on display. The valued leader among the big workstation vendors, Dell had several mobile workstations on display at 3D Experience World. For all but the most demanding taskmasters, Dell suggests mobile workstations as the computer of choice for engineers. With it, users can operate multiple big screens in the office and still undock to take equipment home for unfinished business. The Dell 5680 is the thin and light mobile workstation, said Trey North, who led attendees through the full line at the show. The biggest available has a 16-inch screen and a 15-inch form factor due to super-thin bezel. The Precision 5480 is a 14-inch model and a 13-inch form factor. Should a user not care for thinness or lightness, Dell offers the more pedestrian but still quite functional Precision 3580. It's perfectly adequate for most of what SOLIDWORKS users do, said North. At the top of the mobile workstation food chain is the 16-inch model, a 180-watt behemoth called the Precision 5860. Electrification of India's small vehicles. A tour of tech includes a low-tech presentation, ironically enough. On display at 3D Experience World Show Floor was the tricycle cart design of Tigunia, an Indian venture whose name means three in Hindi. The company supplies electrified tricycle carts designed in SOLIDWORKS to the 500,000 pushcart vendors in India who currently rely on manually powered designs. Another Indian design shown at 3D Experience World was an electric scooter called Cargos, pronounced like cargo. These scooters have a huge rectangular cargo space to carry goods and packages lower to the ground than loads carried perilously high on bicycles and scooters. It's best suited for package and food delivery services over the so-called last mile, or last kilometer, as the case may be, with greater efficiency and safety than current modes of transport that clog India's streets. D-Box at the 3D Experience World Playground. D-Box, a contraction of drone in a box, is a Lithuanian startup led by CEO and co-founder Linas Jelizanskas of the drone team, who has figured out how a drone, along with all its needs, including batteries and hangar, can be dropped or delivered to where it may be needed and controlled from a remote location. A D-Box can be controlled to open its doors to let its drone fly off on its missions, whatever it might be. D-Box, as are the other projects on display at 3D Experience World Playground, were designed using SolidWorks, which Dassault Systèmes generously provides to startups that need mechanical design to launch their products. "It's still about plastics," says Peter Rysinski. A Dassault Systèmes event is an opportunity to reacquaint ourselves with the industry's go-to on the subject of all things plastics. Peter Rysinski held court. Rysinski is a fount of knowledge on plastic simulation since his days with Moldflow, once Autodesk's most expensive product. These days he's involved with a plastic material database and a sitting duck for questions about AI rather than plastics. "Will the plastic database give me a suitable plastic for my design parameters?" I asked him, not able to resist an AI reference. "I wish," said Rysinski wearily. It's not the first time he's had to fend off overblown expectations of AI. He turns the conversation towards sustainability. "It's hard to use plastics and sustainability in the same sentence, except as opposites, but Rysinski is convincing. Plastics may be much maligned these days, but they could easily make a comeback," offered Rysinski, explaining, "Plastics are made from petroleum, so if we could recycle more plastic, we'd have more petroleum for reuse. Makes sense to us. Recycling and reusing would equal less plastic production overall. But most thermosets are essentially expensive landfill. They can't recycle. These days, most just get buried. Even recyclable plastics can't be recycled if they are contaminated, which is what the recycling industry calls plastics that have contacted oil, grease, or even food. With recyclers being so discriminating, only 10-20% of what one puts in recycling bins gets recycled. The mere taint of food on an otherwise recyclable plastic is enough to destine it to the landfill. Can we return to a past where plastics were made from plants, cellulose? Rysinski thinks not. Parts made from cellulose won't be strong enough, or withstand high temperatures, or have other properties we value, he said. Selection of the proper plastic is harder than one might think, says Rysinski. Case in point, international leader in plastic production Basfalone offers tens of thousands of plastics for disparate and specific uses.